say, if because of physical pain, we are not able to wake up with the morning program, are we listening to our mind? No. See, there is the body which has its needs and its limits. And there is the mind, which has its own ideas of pleasure. So now, when we come to the level of physical pain, so if it is caused by an objective problem, it's a well-documented problem. Say if somebody, I'll give some example. Say somebody is fasting for Ekadashi, and then just feel very weak, and they say, "I want to take food." Well, that might be because of the mind. Might be. But if they are feeling so weak that they literally fall down and faint, or if they start getting vomiting because of acidity or whatever, now that is not because of the mind. There is an objective thing that is there. Therefore, they are vulnerable to acidity, they are vulnerable to weakness. Then they have to take food at that time. So we have to. So if there is a physical disease that is causing us some limitation in our practice of sadhana bhakti, we just have to recognize that we cannot be perpetually at war with the body. We have to.
Are you going to have
to take some fruits? So we have to actually recognize that this is the only body I have, and I have to use the body within its limits. So if morning waking up becomes difficult, say don't feel too guilty about it. Just focus on doing whatever service you can within your situation, and if you're doing that service diligently, you are moving onwards towards Krishna. And there are many senior devotees I have seen beyond a particular age. It becomes very difficult to manage the morning program. Morning program is actually quite intense. And especially, I would say, in this part of the world where it is very cold, and if you have specific disease, it may become unnecessarily aggravated. When it becomes a problem is that waking up in the morning is important, but it's serving throughout the day is also important. So it's like when we are fighting a war, sometimes the enemy is too strong at this area. Just let them win this and then fight where we are strong and win over there. So in some situations, it's best to not fight too much. Just make peace with the body. This is what the body needs, and move on with the life. So I don't at all think it is something like listening to the mind. It is, I would say, recognizing the need of the body and just taking care of that need. So sadhana bhakti is for our purification, but then purification requires a functioning body. Otherwise, how will we practice sadhana? We will practice for some time, but afterwards we will not be able to practice. So whatever is required, you just do that and keep practicing bhakti. Krishna will take care of things. And even if some devotees, I don't think devotees are so judgmental as to not understand. But even if some devotees are like that, you can just try to explain to them. If you can't explain, just leave it and move on. It's difficult. Because maybe now you might be able to tolerate it also. And you might be able to resist the pain and move on. It won't be for long. And definitely things will become worse. So better to just do what you can. And keep...
Instruction that